Joining me in the studio, an old friend and well-known Waiheke person, Katie Soldier. Welcome to Waiheke Radio on this lovely Saturday morning.
Hi.
Katie is one of the organisers of the Waiheke Song and Poetry thing, which is tonight presenting
Song and Poetry Love Jam.
2018. Yes. Now, this is the Waiheke event associated with National Poetry Day, which was actually yesterday, but everything takes a day or so to get over to Waiheke, doesn't it? So we're doing it on the Saturday. And we're going to talk about this wonderful event at Artworks in the library tonight. But Katie is a songwriter, singer, poet, performer in all sorts of contexts. And I've asked her to read us a poem this morning to kick us off with poetry, National Poetry Day, which was yesterday, and warm us up for the love jam tonight, which sounds like we might need warming up for.
Yes.
So, Katie Soldier, what's this poem? Now, I understand it's about your life in LA a few years ago.
Well, I lived in LA for 10 years, and 5 years of that time I taught in a South Central school where I was the only white person in the school, and it was an interesting experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with kids that were there from 6 in the morning till 6 at night.
Mm.
There was also daycare, but they were like first graders and kindergarten.
Wow, really young kids.
Yeah.
And in a tough part of LA.
Yes, yeah. It was.
And the poem's called?
It's called All White Teacher.
All White Teacher. Take it away, Katie Soldier.
All White Teacher. I'm an all white teacher in an all black school, and my children don't know what angels are, but they do know about the devil, and they know where he lives. I'm an all white teacher in an all black school, and my children don't know what slaves are, but they do know about Pinocchio and Peter Pan, and they dream of flying. I'm an all-white teacher in an all-black school, and I don't know how to explain how some men of my color beat a man of their color like a dog. And though I'm an all-white teacher, there are times when I don't belong to my people. Some of my family are racist, and they say racist things. What would they say about Jonathan? He has a bear named Rainbow. He says that Rainbow has magic powers. I want to believe him. What would they say about Nicole? She can draw a Tyrannosaurus Rex freehand. She says it is not a vegetarian. She's 5 years old. What would they say about that? Yes, I'm an all-white teacher in an all-black school, and my children love me, and they dream about me, and they dream about each other. And one day, two of my boys got in a fight because someone called their teacher a light-skinned girl, even though I am one.
Wow. Thank you so much. What a wonderful poem.
Well, thank you, Craig. It was a good way of getting my feelings out about working there. It was a very interesting, powerful time, actually.
Yeah. Mm. Poetry can be about anything, can't it?
Mm. So can.
I've been lucky enough this year to be involved in the judging of tonight's poetry competition. And if there's one thing I can say about all the amazing, and there were 50 entries in the adult category, is that the range of topics was extraordinary.
Mm.
The personal feeling behind poems is so strong generally that it was a privilege. It was like looking into 50 private moments.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And it was really hard to judge because so much is put into a poem that it's very hard to say it's not as good as that one.
Mm.
You know, but we had to find some winners, and we have, and if you're interested, you better be along at the library tonight to see who won. Now, tell us a little bit about how tonight works. It's not just about poems.
No, it isn't. No, it's song and poetry, but the big deal is, of course, it's all original.
Yeah.
And this will be the third one that's been at the library.
Yep.
And the one last year was one of the biggest turnouts that we've had. The library has had new library. Yeah.
So nearly 100 people.
Yes.
Coming, wasn't it?
So I'm encouraging, if anybody's interested in going, please get on to email and reserve your seat. You have to pay cash at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And julie@sharedkitchen.co.nz. So all lowercase.
julie@sharedkitchen.co.nz. I've got that email address in front of me, and we'll come back to that at the end of this. Why is Julie involved? And tell us about Julie.
Well, Julie Busso, I met her through the poetry, song and poetry that we had at the Sandbar.
And she's a famous chef, right?
She's a famous foodie chef. She's put out about 16 books.
Yeah.
And she's a fabulous cook, and she's a really good poet as well.
Cool.
And I And I liked her. She did a poem about seeing Sam Hunt perform at her high school, and apparently that inspired her to write as a young teenager.
Wow. Mm. I think he inspired a lot of people, didn't he? He, of course, lived on the island for a while.
Yes, that's correct.
Drove that funny red car around looking like Sam Hunt.
Loved the shoes.
Loved the shoes, yeah. What a dude. I wonder where Sam Hunt is now.
Well, he's still around.
He must be. My pick
not
is
sure where he lives.
Probably Raglan or somewhere like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll find out.
There was a doco I just watched just last weekend about him, which was really well done.
What a cool dude he is.
What
a very cool dude. And part of that 1980s sort of crew with the Hammond Gambles of the world, aren't they? Yeah, great stuff. So tonight, Julie will be reading.
Yes, she is.
And doing food, is that right?
Yes, she's already done the food. Yeah. She's been cooking for a couple of days.
Brilliant.
And the tickets are, can I say the ticket prices?
Of course you can, but okay. we'll say it. We'll do it at the end as well.
Well, they're $20 for waged and $10 for unwaged.
Yep.
And then children up to 12 are free.
Yep.
And that does include food and a glass of wine.
That's amazing.
So, and it's beautiful food. You'll be impressed.
That is a lot for $20.
I think so. Yes.
Brilliant. So we'll come back and give people details and tell them how to reserve seats.
Yes, which I really recommend because it
will fill up.
It will fill up, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be poetry and songs, and who's singing songs?
Right. Well, we have quite a lineup. We have Nikki Natai is going to be singing, Jamie Stone, Tommy Pickett, a new talent on the island, Gabriel Bond.
Now, Gabriel Bond.
He's got some beautiful songs.
I think I've got a song of his here on the Waiheke radio
playlist.
So while I'm talking, I'm just going to look for that, and if we can play it, we will, because it's a beautiful song.
And if you look distracted, I'll just keep going.
Fill in the dead air while I look for Gabe's song.
No, I think he's got some lovely songs. And we've also got The Domestics, which is Larissa Wallen and her partner Andy. They'll be finishing up the night. Then we have actually, can I see my list I gave you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to remember everybody right now. Then it's the evening's going to start out with the children who, in the children's section, who won, will be reading their poems and getting their prizes. Then the night goes on with Nikki, as I said, and Julie Bue. So then we have the Electric Bananas. I don't know if you've seen that.
I haven't, but I've heard of them.
That's Jamie from the library and his group.
Yep.
Sue Fitchett is going to read. Michelle Schott is going to read.
Great.
And then if anyone remembers 9,000 Shades of Beard, those guys, Ashley Welsh.
I do remember them. They played at the Sandbar a few years ago.
They were
great.
They were one of the first 9,000 Shades of Beard are now called Half a Beard because the guitar players run off with a Waiheke girl and gone back to Scotland.
Oh, as you would.
Yeah, no.
As you would.
Took her away from us. And then Tommy Pickett and Gabriel Bond, yes.
Yep.
And then Brent Simpson, who was our adult winner from last year, he's going to read. He's going to have a section this time.
Great.
Then the winners of the adult section, which I can't
say online. We can't tell you who won.
That's right, we can't tell you. So they will be reading and getting their prizes, and then the night will end with The Domestics, and that'll be a really nice ending. So
is that a bit of a sort of upbeat ending? Are they a bit?
Yes.
I mean, are we allowed to dance in the library?
You can dance if you want, of course. The Domestics are a quirky musical duo. They perform original songs, sometimes in a quiet, contemplative manner, sometimes not, inserting snapshots from their daily lives into their music. So, it's going to be a fantastic night. I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely brilliant. And while you've been talking, I found Gabriel Bond's song. Now, when we had Gabriel up here in the studio a few months ago, I seem to remember him telling me that it's not actually called Let's Go Out Tonight, but that's what we've got it listed as, and I think it's one of the other lines. So, but this is a very pretty song, if I can prejudge it. This is Gabriel Bond, who will be playing it at the library tonight. If it's not called Let's Go Out Tonight, sorry, Gabe, but here you go. I love this song.
I do too.
haven't seen you in days. We've been drifting apart, and I'm starting to feel like we're losing this love we've had from the start. You act like it's nothing, like there's nothing wrong, but I've been trying to hold us together and I'm just not that strong. Let's go out tonight, baby, we can stay out till the morning light. I don't wanna argue, I don't wanna fight, I'm just saying maybe we'll go out tonight. And honestly, I don't want your friends to come. You and I can go out, we can have some fun. Girl, I swear we don't need anyone. No, we don't need anyone. Well, I called you to talk, you wouldn't pick up the phone, so I left you a message begging you come home. And I woke up this morning all alone in my bed. I just wished that I could take back all those crazy things that I said. Let's go out tonight, baby, we can stay out till the morning light. I don't wanna fight, I'm just saying maybe we'll go out tonight. And honestly, I don't want your friends to come. You and I can go out, we can have some fun. Girl, I swear we don't need anyone. No, we don't need. To the places where we used to dance. If only you could give me a chance. Let's go out tonight, baby, we can stay out till the morning light. No, I don't wanna argue, I don't wanna fight, I'm just saying maybe we'll go out tonight. Honestly, I don't want your friends to come. You and I can go out, we can have some fun. Oh girl, I swear we don't need anyone. No, we don't need anyone.
Gabriel Bond and Let's Go Out Tonight. In the studio with me is Katie Soljak, one of the organisers of Waiheke Song and Poetry Things, Song and Poetry Love Jam at the library tonight. Well, that's a gorgeous song, isn't it?
Yes, it's a beautiful love song, and I think anybody that hears that is, you know,
yeah,
believes in love again. And
yeah, that's
the hope
right.
of We're finding two, love in the world.
Two not so young people in the studio just while that was playing, talking about how lovely it is when the young are in love.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Poetry's often about love.
Mm,
why?
It often is.
Why?
I think it's emotional, isn't it? And if you're going through something like falling in love, then maybe you write about it in your journal and maybe it turns into a poem, maybe a song, you know?
Yeah, it's poetry does so well at expressing the unexpressible, isn't it? That's what I think it does. A poem cannot actually be done in a story. A poem is a poem.
Yes, a poem is a poem.
And it's more than the sum of its parts. That's what we were looking for in the judging, that the poems that did more than they appeared to do. And I'm pretty happy that we found some great poems to give prizes to tonight. Can you tell us about the prizes? Because I don't even know what they were.
Wow. That's more Julie's department. But I know we do have some really good prizes. You'll have to just come along and find out. I mean, I just know.
It could be $1 million or it could be an old.
Oh, and it's not $1 million. But there's lovely food, you know, prizes. Cool. Gosh, cool. Julie's going to kill me because I didn't say them all properly. Maybe I do. Actually, do you want to give me that sheet? I can say a little bit about the prizes.
Yeah, cool. I think it's good to know. Look, it's not easy to.
Oh, here we go. So we've got. So the prizes are a $50 voucher from Island Grocer.
We should mention the sponsors. Yes, Island Grocer.
A basket
well
of fresh fruit and vegetables from Richard at Raw.
Lovely.
Beautiful teas from Timmy Smith.
Ah.
Cinema tickets from Waiheke Cinema and ferry tickets from Fuller's.
And we always want ferry tickets.
We always need those. And delicious olive oils from Rangihaua Olive Oil Estate. Plus an amazing array of poetry and fiction books from Ockham Book. Is it Ockham or Ockham? Ockham.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Either way.
Either way.
Book Awards and Macmillan Publishers.
Yeah.
And Tara Aroha Press. And, of course, our wonderful Waiheke Water. And don't forget there's going to be Tematuku Oysters.
Yeah.
For people as part of the Nibbles, which is really unheard of.
It is.
Poetry events.
Absolutely.
You're lucky if you get chips and dip usually. So this is really worth coming along to.
Let's vote. Poets aren't the richest members of society,
right,
are they?
So oysters is, wow, like a banquet.
I'm not going for the oysters, I'm going for the poems, but I'll slip a couple of oysters down.
You can get there early and you'll be able to sample those.
Hey, this is growing into a sort of phenomenal annual event.
I'm really pleased with how it's growing,
Yeah.
We do want to reach out more to the high school students. That's one area where we'd
We didn't have a great number of entries in the adolescent, the teenage category, did we?
So I think we've got to do something about that next year with the high school, getting them teed up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's and, of course, one of our great poets, Brent Simpson, teaches at the high school.
Yes, he does.
So we could get Brent involved in dragging poems out of those wonderful kids. Now, lots of young kids write poems and lots of older people write poems, but it seems that teenage gap is when they turn off poetry a bit.
Well, I think they're all texting and things. And
well, you can text a poem.
I know, you could. That's true.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about when you said, why write a love poem? Well, I think back in the day, long before internet, you wooed your lover with poetry. And there's many cases of
that's where I went wrong.
Like Anais and, you know, literally they would woo. That's where you went wrong. You did it, right? So there was a lot of power to writing how you really feel about somebody or how you feel about a subject.
Yeah. Mm. But poetry's not just about love, though. Poetry can be political.
And, yes, it can.
And some of the great poems from the 60s and 70s were political, weren't they?
Yes.
I studied poetry at university and I went back to the Frank O'Haras and the people who changed poetry in the 40s, 50s and 60s from being an art form full of long words and difficult constructions and these esoteric ideas. In fact, there was this strong movement in the middle of last century to bring poetry back into ordinary English.
Mm.
And I think we're still there, aren't we?
Yes. And when we went to the Writers' Festival and saw some of they call them slam poets.
Yep.
And there was a lot of young people from South Central, but South Auckland were fabulous and really like moving and honest and dynamic.
Mm.
And we have had some of them over for a poetry festival, not the Song of Poetry, but a few years ago, and they were equally dynamic. And if we could get some of maybe some of those poets into the high school to show, hey, this is also poetry.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, rap is poetry, isn't it, in a way?
It is.
You know, hip-hop
And it's a style.
It's a style of poetry, isn't it? I mean, I'm always a little careful to make a distinction between songs and poems, because I think there is a distinction. Everybody calls Bob Dylan the world's greatest poet. Mm. No, he's the world's greatest songwriter. But that's just me. What do you think?
Well, if it stands alone as a poem, if you can take one of Bob Dylan's songs and read it out as a poem, that would be interesting to see if it stood. Because they're definitely poetic lyrics.
They're poetic, for sure.
But they're not
and they're more than
crafted
the sum of their
as
parts.
A poem, yes. Yeah.
It's an interesting one. We don't have to have a decision on that one. It's just a nice conversation, isn't it? Because there's a whole lot of.
I love his work.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But there's a whole lot of songwriters who don't quite reach poetry. And I'm not even saying they're trying, but some operate in that area that they can be called poets. And Dylan's one, obviously.
Yes.
Leonard Cohen's probably another one. Yeah. I'd say Paul Kelly from Australia is another one. They have these poetic.
Styles.
Lonely bard voices. But that's an interesting conversation, I suppose. But for me, poetry doesn't have a guitar.
Yes, that's correct.
All right.